Four 10-day circles ago, four long-lost friends had not the slightest idea that they would be reunited. Four orphans who lived the last 12 years apart. Then came the day when Tempe, Cree, Toby, and Shirk reunited with one another. Their paths were crossed by small circumstances that made them look for the same common goal, although for entirely different reason. The four ventured into snowy mountains of Talonian rocks in the search for a ring. This magical artifact was said to have once served the mighty god of Arcane, Asuth, and the magic behind it to be able to help people that have been petrified into stone. This was Tempe and Cree's reason to help the people of a town called Darawi, where the mage hunters had turned all arcane users and the people affiliated with them into stone. Shirk, however, he was just in it for the money, and he had been promised a lot from Toby. And speaking of Toby, as a mage hunter himself, had entirely different reason of searching for the Temple of Arcane. He wanted to find evidence that could help him prove himself within his guild, although some twist of events managed to help convince Toby that indeed he was a part of a monstrous guild. Now torn to pieces, not knowing whether up or down, he decided to join the group, at least for now. They found the ring, eventually, and they made it to Darawi, where they took it to Tempe's master, Master Adamas. Specialized in the arcane tinkering, he managed to turn the ring into a bomb, to be able to affect more people at the same time, instead of just one. Also, he managed to tinkering in some effects, such as the silence spell. Whether or not that actually worked, it's up for grabs. Now, the kind of group, as they have been come to known as, are standing against all odds to infiltrate the mage hunters. They are outnumbered, but they do have their wit. Welcome, everyone, to the season finale of Dundice. And with a fire ablazing, just starting to wrap up at the entrance of the Butcher's Inn towards the stable side, you can see the chaos emerging. Everyone is panicking. You see the guards up on the roofs start regrouping, starting to get towards the most northern part of the roofs. You see everyone is running and rallying to the northern part. And then you see some of them stop. And you see two of them talking to each other. You see two more talking to each other. And then they go back. So half of them go back to the original positions. And the chaos is emerging. The horses are just fleeing for their life, where the stables are set ablaze. And the fire is exploding in the air. What would you guys like to do?
I wait for you guys to come up. I won't be able to fight myself. So you guys, we're on a timer, right?
Yeah,
so
we'll wait the agreed amount of time.
Right. Synchronized watches.
Yeah, and like if it's 30 seconds or 1 minute or whatever, we have decided that Jessica think that they would need to get the horses and start riding away, then I will open a crack of the sewer lid. And I will face step up onto the roof.
All right. So with a swooping motion, you can actually, you just peek out and you hear a whoo as the owl flies past and you face step up. And in the same motion, the owls land on the roof and you're right in front of a mage hunter and it's time to roll initiative.
Yeah!
Here we go.
Important roll. Ooh.
Oops.
I rolled a one.
Nat one?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So,
is that your roll, Frederick?
No.
So, initiative count. 25 to 20.
Yep. 23.
Go ahead.
All right.
Is it an action to polymorph back?
I think we did that action before the battle, right?
Yeah, you swoop down and you
It's already
back.
Okay, good.
Happened.
Good.
So, all right, 22-15. And 15 to 10.
Yep.
Yeah?
13.
And 11.
All right.
And I rolled a 1, so 5.
All right.
Bad die.
All right. This will be interesting. Top of the round. This guy that you're assaulting.
Do we get a surprise round?
Yeah, I was just going to say, do we get the sneak attack first, or do they see us now?
Is no longer surprised.
Yep.
He had 25 initiative, so he went before you guys.
Yep.
So he's no longer surprised. After that, sure, it's your turn.
Right. Daggers out.
Mm-hmm.
Stabity, stabity.
Go for it.
It is 18 on the first.
Hits.
Should I roll damage for that or roll the other attack first?
Roll damage for that.
7.
7 points of damage.
And we got a 14.
It would be sneak attack for this first attack.
It would be?
Yeah, okay. Because Kree is standing right beside you.
And that's for the damage only,
are we
right?
Beside each other? Weren't we spreading out? We didn't...
You guys just went down to to one guy. So okay. You faced it up where the owl landed.
Okay.
Okay, so we're back to the first dagger then, and that's an additional 4 damage.
Right.
And second dagger was a 14 to hit.
And misses.
Misses.
All right.
A disengage.
You can't do that because you went attack, attack. So the bonus action number... 2 was the attack, number 2.
Correct. Yep.
So, yeah. But that's your round. With that, you can see 2 mage hunters are running from either side of you and starting to get close to you. And one of them is going to go ahead and starting to mutter a few arcane words. And
how far away from me are they?
They're up on the roof.
You're still in the
how
sewer.
Many feet?
You can't see them.
Oh, okay.
Because you're down in the sewers.
Yep.
So basically it would be I think I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I think you probably have to get up at least on the street to be able to see them.
Okay.
But he's muttering a few arcane words and he's gonna go ahead and use a second level spell towards you, Shirk.
Hmm?
I need you to roll me a charisma saving throw. Sorry, wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I got advantage because of the cloak, so...
Yay!
Still not that bad, or not that good, sorry, 13.
Sorry, that fails. You feel the limbs start freezing up, and you're now held. That means you're paralyzed, and you can, at the end of your turn, use your... continue to roll the saving throw.
Okay.
But you are now held.
So I'm missing my next turn then.
Yeah. With that, it's the other one who is seeing this happen, and he's just going to take his full movement, drawing his rapier and going up towards you as well. But he just gets there and can't do anything other. With that, it is Toby.
As per the plan, I exit the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And look towards the door to the inn.
All right.
Would there be any guards in my way?
There are currently no guards inside the courtyard. They all seem to have gone into the inn. So it seems to be quiet here.
I run to the door.
Yeah, it would probably take you the better part of your movement to get there.
Yep.
But you get just by the door.
Is there any way to bar the door or any locking mechanism or anything like that?
There is, but roll me a intelligence check.
You're good at that.
I'm a smart boy.
Roll me an investigation.
Even better?
Same.
All right, then.
Fuck me. That's a 7.
You're trying to be rational, but it's hard. The fears are creeping up on you. You really don't know what you're doing, but you can't find anything at the moment. But you see the door. That is what you see.
I just run up to the door and kind of like try to brace it against any potential incoming.
So you shut the door and just standing there trying to hold your action for an athletics to hold the door?
I would say prepared, what is it called? Preparing an action to hold the door against any incoming weirdos.
To use an athletics to hold the door. All right, that's good. With that, it is... I realize I forgot to write down Cree, but you were after Toby.
11, yeah. Right after Toby.
So, it's you.
Yeah, I'm gonna rage.
Yeah, bonus action rage.
Yep. And what would it take, what kind of a roll would it take for me to push an archer off the roof?
It would be in athletics.
Okay, like a post roll athletics.
Yeah.
And if I succeed... goes down.
You can use your movement, half your movement, if you succeed to push someone.
Okay.
Or drag someone.
And I'm by someone right now.
One right... There's actually two right where you are now. One you initially went down for, and one that just ran up to you and Shirk.
Okay.
So you want to try to...
Will that... You say the athletics?
Yeah, it's advantage.
Would advantage for the rage?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right? I think that would be the best course of action because basically the only way for an archer to get back into the fray would be go by the front door, by the inn, unless they're going to barge in through someone's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be a good course of action. So I'm going to start pushing archers off the roof.
Towards the outside.
Yeah, outside. Yeah, not into the courtyard. No, that would be a bad idea.
All right, just clarification.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and roll in athletics and I will do the same.
My strength isn't like all that good.
Fairly mediocre roll here.
That's a 16 and a 16.
He rolled a 13. So you're starting to grapple him and shoving him, using your movement with him grappled and just throwing him off the roof.
Nice.
And he actually takes... All right.
How many floors are there on the
3
houses?
Oh,
that's some height to fall from.
Yeah.
Yes.
And And he's currently prone downstairs.
Yay.
And that's your round, I guess.
Yeah, because my bonus action was to rage, and then my action was that, and my movement. So yeah, that's me.
Yep. With that, there is one more that is going to start bolting towards you guys at the top of it. And he's actually gonna use his Hunter's Mark on you, Shirk. So a level 1 slot. And he's going to almost get to you using his action to dash as well. So there are currently 4 people around the area where you are. And
Where are you in relation to me now?
Just 10 feet off.
By you.
All right, with that, Tempe.
I exit the sewer and I yell, "Get down!" And I throw my bomb.
All right, roll a general dexterity check.
Come on now, this is an important one.
Yeah, that's 17.
Yeah.
17, yeah. So you throw it up into the air, and as something just hits,
what will happen?
It's just a supernova up in the air. Everything goes silent. And you can't hear anything. All the commotion over at the other side of the butcher's inn at the stables is just gone. Everything turns silent. And you can see how the stone starts cracking.
Please, please work, please work.
As several of the statues just breaks, and you can see individuals from beneath just falling down to their knees. Yay. Falling down everywhere.
You say that, the statue started cracking. I was like,
And yeah, you can see, but you can't hear anything.
But that's the
all
plan,
the statues, or some of the statues.
All the statues.
Fuck yeah!
So, with, as a bonus action, I flip the switch on my belt and I grow in size.
All right. Yes, you do.
Do you do that when you're out of the sewer, yes, or when you're still down?
When I'm out of the sewer. I got out the
halfway up,
the
and then like, oops, I'm stuck here.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
All right. With that, it's top of the round. This guy, the mage hunter, that was downstairs now because he was pushed. He's going to use half his movement to stand up and looking in a very rough spot. He's feeling the pain. And he actually is going to use first level spell to go ahead and cast jump. And then he's going to jump up on the roof again.
Crouching tiger, hidden dragon style.
And with that, he will also swings out a rapier towards you because you are at the edge of it. This just happened. You pushed
well,
him down.
Wait, can he cast a spell, jump, and then attack?
Yep.
Oh.
He can.
Extra attack? What level?
You are... Let's see. That's
some high-level bitches.
15 to hit.
15 to hit does miss.
All right. That's his round. And with that, Shirk.
Yep, so I'm
you're
rolling.
You're spending your entire of the turn to stand still, frozen. But you can roll me another wisdom saving throw.
Still with advantage, right, with the coat.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh.
10.
Still frozen. And
let it go.
With that, you can see the troops start rallying from the sewers into the courtyard, grabbing everyone, grabbing the first people in the vicinity that they can see and start lifting them and carrying them to the sewers one by one. And it's taking some time. There are 10 people and there's 40 people, and they have to be around 2 people per person. They're not very sturdy. So they're starting up, but it's going to take some time. With that, it's the mage hunter that froze our dear Shirk.
Is that a concentration spell?
It is.
Well, that's something.
And he's going to run up to Shirk. Sorry. And since there are other people there, he's going to use his pack tactics and have advantage. Sorry, you're held, so it's advantage anyway. So it doesn't
Are
just thinking
kobolds?
That.
17 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
So that is 12 points of piercing damage.
Oof. Oh. That's a lot. What, did he hit him with a rapier?
Yeah.
And need to get me one of those.
That is his turn, though. Now it's the other one that is also standing and got up to you. He's going to go ahead and go for an attack.
Help me!
This is going to be a bad fight for you, Shirk.
Yeah.
That is a natural 20.
No!
Oh.
Low damage, though. So that's 16 points of piercing damage.
And was that a low damage?
It was a 1 on one of the dice. Toby, you're up.
Seeing that no one has tried to enter through the door, I use my turn to... Hunter's mark on because they're on like the edge of the roof,
other
right?
Side, they're at the southern part.
Yeah, but they're like on the edge towards the courtyard, right?
Yeah.
So I see the guy.
Yeah.
That tried to that petrified.
Yeah.
I hunter's mark that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shoot him with a short bow.
So you hunter's mark him and you aim your short bow. Go ahead and roll an attack.
Yeah, that's 20.
That hits.
A natural 20?
Nope.
Oh.
And that hits.
So go ahead and roll damage.
So that's 4 plus 3, so 7 plus 3.
So
10.
Nice. All right. And you aim your bow and release the arrow and pierces through the air and just hit him in the shoulder, and he's taking it, and although you don't hear anything. And yeah, do you want to do anything else?
I don't think I can, or I want to stand by the door, just be prepared for
any... Yeah, so you're standing by.
Yep.
All right, Cree, you're up.
Yeah, yeah, I think I found what I'm going to do with this battle.
All right.
Yeah.
Go
so I'm pushing down another guy.
Yeah.
Trying to push down another guy.
All right, opposed athletics. Ooh, that's a 4.
Ooh, that's a 19 on the first one. So that's 19, yeah.
So you just grabs... you grab the same one? Or do you want to grab another one?
Oh, yeah, jumped up. Fucking hell, I'm going to...
Take the same one, that's funny.
No, I'm going to hope that another guy doesn't have jump as a spell, so I'm going to push down another guy.
Okay, so you're taking one, and you just throw him off the roof. And,
fuck off! Maybe the guy who... No, I don't know that he's held by someone, and if I know, then I don't know which one.
You probably wouldn't have seen that, no.
No.
But that's still a lot of damage to that guy. And, yeah, you throw him off, and you don't hear anything, but it's just... You don't even hear that, but yeah, it's a hardened audio medium. But you see him fall down, and it seemed to have been a very, very rough impact. And, yeah, do you want to do anything else?
I think I need to stay by Shirk.
Right.
Like close to him,
so
because I could dash as a bonus action and try to do some more chaos on the roof. But I think Shirk needs me.
So
here.
You back up a few feet just to stand and guard Shirk.
Yeah, so he can't be attacked from two directions at least.
Yeah, there are currently still three just in the vicinity that you are, and one is running towards you as well. So it's
If I can, I'll try and like go between maybe Shirk and one who is attacking him.
Yeah,
possible. Awesome.
So you're actually going to block in the way for the other mage hunter that is currently lunging out for Shirk, but he's going to go ahead and go for you instead.
Yeah, bring it on, bitch.
Still with an advantage. And, that's 14, so it misses. And, yeah, that is his turn. Tempi, what do you want to do?
Yay, I'm fine. I'm last. I've seen what's been going on with Shirk, right?
I don't know if your focus have been there since releasing the bomb and seeing that everyone is starting to unpetrify.
Yeah. Because I could cast Sanctuary on him, which would be really nice. But if I'm not seeing that, do I roll like a perception or something?
You can use your action to roll a perception, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to use my action because then I can't do anything.
No, but it's an action to starting to look for something or investigate something.
Yeah, okay, so I've not seen what's been going on. Is that...
You know there's like commotion going up there, but you don't really know what's happening.
I don't see that he's fighting.
No, because there's... He's just standing there and it's silent.
Okay.
So you don't hear any pain or you don't hear anything other than... Then the shadows dancing on the rooftops, that there's stuff happening.
Okay. In that case, I run up to the door because I have advantage on athletics checks and is much better at holding it than Toby. That's tiny compared to me right now.
Tiny Toby.
Yes.
Tiny Toby.
Why is everyone an asshole to me today? You're going to cry about it. You're tiny.
No, but you're tiny because I'm huge.
I said you were smart.
You're large.
I said
huge.
You were smart.
Smart and I'm beautiful.
No
yes,
matter what
are.
They say.
I don't need no man.
Words can bring you down. And so you run up and you're holding an action to reinforce the door.
I wanna hold the door.
Yeah.
In any way, or bar it.
Or smoke bomb into the inn, maybe?
What would that do? They would know we're here.
So that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're trying to bar it. You can roll me an investigation quick to just see if you find something to bar it with.
I don't know if... Where is it? Oh, that's a lot. That's 19.
So you actually find a large wooden plank that you just gently hold up and just pushes it. You push it towards the door and blocking it off. So you're now doing that together. And that's top of the round with the Mage Hunter that just got up again.
The one that got up the previous round. Yeah.
Previous round, yes, exactly. And he's not looking very good at the moment. He's looking damaged, but he's going to go out for an attack against you, Kree. Because you're the bigger threat at the moment.
Bring it on.
Holy shit, I roll like crap. That misses. You have like 18, right?
I do not object. Yeah, 18 with my my shield.
And yeah, that's what he can do. Shirk, at the end of your round, wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, that I'll roll advantage anyway. But yeah, it's 22.
So you finally feel the muscle tense release and you're free.
How many hit points do you have left?
9.
Jesus.
With that, there's a mage hunter. Actually, the one that throws you the first time. He's going to go ahead and throw Hunter's Mark on you and go for you.
Even though I shot him with an arrow?
Important.
Yep.
Roll now.
That is a 24 to hit.
Jesus.
24 to hit?
Yep. That's a 1 on the damage die.
Yes.
But it's still 8 point of damage.
8. And you had 9?
Yeah.
Our boy's alive.
Yay.
That was lucky. That one.
Is handing someone a potion of healing a bonus action and is drinking a potion of healing a bonus action?
Yeah, we're going with those rules that you can hand someone, but you can't feed them.
Yeah.
If you're feeding them, that's
an
action.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. No.
And with that, it's the squad's turn and you can continuously see them start moving, and they actually get down the first batch of around 8 people into the sewers, and they start moving up again. And now it's one of the others up top with you guys. He's gonna go ahead for you, Kree.
Yeah, bring it on.
And that is a 20.
Will hit.
5.
Yeah. Damage halved if it's a piercing.
It is. So you take 4 points total.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn tank.
And
a very untanky tank.
Toby.
You
can now feel something going very, very aggressively towards the door. You hear commotion inside. No, you don't, because it's silent. Never mind. Everything is silent. And but you feel it. What would you like to do?
Sound of silence. Given that I have a giant friend who's, I assume, better at holding the door than I am,
Did you make a Hodor reference unintentionally?
I did not. I did not make a Hodor reference.
How could you miss that, Frederick?
Hold the door.
The pop culture reference is usually my forte. Seeing as Tempe is giant and holding the door, and me being puny and not very strong, I attack the guy I have Hunter's Mark on again.
Okay, go for it.
Seeing as he's continuously been attacking my friend.
Go for it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a nat 20.
So 4d6 plus dex.
Mm.
Oh, it's a double. The Hunter's Mark is double as well.
Yeah, every dice is double.
Hell yeah. 4, 6, that's 10. 10. 5, 15.
Holy shit.
23.
So, 23.
Oh. Well done.
Thank you. I'm a good boy, Bob. I'm a good bow boy. good bow boy.
And you, once again, aiming more carefully this time, and you hit him, and you can actually see you guys up on the roof, Shirk and Kree, as the ear just pierces, and you can see the arrow continuing in the arc with the ear of one of them. Not hearing a sound, though, but the blood starts pouring out from the head. And good fucking shot. Holy shit.
But it's not down?
Nope, he's not down.
Just blooded.
Jesus. And I keep standing by the door.
And that you do. Kree.
Yeah. The two guys that which I can push down are the one that jumped back up and the guy who just got his ear shot.
Currently, right now, there's four guys right by you.
Right by us.
And one that you just pushed down.
Okay. I think I'm going to push down one of the two that's already a bit wounded.
All right. So you take the one with
I know that one of them can jump, so I'm going to push down the guy who just got his ear shot off.
All right. Yeah. Go for it.
I'm going to try it.
But that would be into the courtyard then.
That's a good roll.
No, outside. 18.
He rolled a 17.
But can he push him outside the courtyard as well? Can I just like drag him there, or would this be into the courtyard?
Yeah, because it takes half my movement. Oh, okay. I grapple him, half movement, and then bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. Roll that damage, please.
Yes, I will.
And please roll high.
So he's taking a hell of a beating as he falls down as well. And he looks so freaking injured.
Fucking die already. Jesus.
You know this guy.
You know we're level 4, right?
Yeah. You also know that you're invading some highly intelligent individuals.
Intelligent, yes.
And sturdy.
Fucking tanks with fucking lots of spells and high.
All right. There we go. And let's go for...
And I use my other half of movement to go back to Shirk.
Yep. This last individual is... last mage hunter in the order will go towards you, Shirk. Seeing as you are on the verge of going down, it's seems like the easier prey to go for.
Miss.
That's a 24 to hit.
Oh,
fucking
hell. Roll the other one, but it's lower, so.
Got some death saves coming up.
Yeah, that's 11 points of damage. Piercing damage. And as you see where you're backing up and you see this mage hunter going and lunging with his rapier towards Shirk, and for a split second, you see the fear in Shirk's eyes before he falls down to the rooftop and starting to bleed out. Tempi, what would you like to do?
Yeah, I probably can't do anything since I'm holding the door.
You're holding the door?
That's just a full action, I assume.
You're readying your action if someone's trying to force their way in.
Okay.
So, yeah, that would be action. If you want to do something with your bonus action or something, you can do that.
Oh, well, if I had cast Sanctuary, but I haven't, so I can't really do anything.
Okay.
If I hold the door.
All right. Top of the round. It's the guy that is laying on the... No, it's not. Sorry. It's one at the top. Seeing Shirk go down by his friend, he's going to go for you, Kree. And he's going to use his bonus action to Hunter's Mark you and go for an attack. Yeah, that's a 22 to hit.
Yep.
So it's 9 point of piercing damage, halved to 4, and an additional 3 points. 6, halved to 3. So 7 points total.
Okay.
And that is their turn. Shirk, I need you to roll a death save.
Oh no.
What do I roll?
The correct dice.
D20.
You just want to hit... Is it 10 or above?
10 or above.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah.
So that's a success.
Woo. One successful death save.
So you fill in one success on the death saves. Then you see the squad is going up for round 2, picking people up and start dragging them towards the sewers. And that's going to be their turn. And you have now one people, or one... No, sorry. You have two people laying at the bottom of the street that is going to use jump and get up into the rooftop again.
But they should be pretty bloodied, both
They're
of them, right?
Fucking hurt as hell. And both of them is going to go out for attacks to you. That is a hit for the first guy and a miss on the second guy. So the first guy is doing 10 points, half to 5. And that's their turn. Toby, you're up.
my confidence is growing in my ability to use my bow. So I'm going to keep shooting at people up on the roof. I use my bonus action to move the hunter's mark to one of them.
Yeah, which do you want to take the one that you shot the air off? Because you still have... He's up again. So you can use your... You can actually wait using your bonus action and go for an attack at him. He's on the death's door, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So you can shoot at him and then move for your bonus action if you hit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Go for it.
I thought it was out of visual range of me. But
no. Yeah. He jumped up again.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Let's, not cool, but...
let's kill that guy. Hopefully. Oh, I'm so nervous now.
Toby!
Fuck me. That's a 6.
Fortunately, you miss, and the arrow goes wide. Do you want to move your hunter's mark, or...?
No.
No? Okay. And, Tree, you're up.
I see Shirk going down.
Can you double rage?
No. Fuck metagaming. I'm gonna give him my potion of healing.
So you're gonna use your action to,
to pour
feed
him.
Feed him to the,
feed
potion,
him
of
the
healing.
Potion of healing.
So 1d4.
Ooh, that's a mighty potion of healing.
2d4.
2d4.
Plus 2.
1 plus 1. You get 2 hit points back.
No, you get 4 hit points back.
Okay.
2d4 plus. So you're up again. You're stable.
But considering the amount of damage 60. They're doing, like if you get...
No, you don't go minus. You are always at 1.
Yeah.
Oh. Or at 0.
You're at 0.
So you have 4 hit points now.
Yep.
But I mean, like 4 hit points or 16 points or 7 hit points, it's still like 1 hit and you're down again.
So I should run for it if I can.
But you're up.
Yeah.
And you're stable.
Yeah.
And you gain conscious. That's good. Do you want to do anything with your bonus action or anything?
I was thinking of kind of a cool thing, but I don't think it's very smart. So I don't think I'm...
You are in a summer mood. You are not very smart.
Yeah.
You're rash, I would say.
I'm going to use my bonus action to dash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to run around these fuckers in like fucking pinball wizard style. Just...
Okay. And just want to... Be everywhere.
Yeah, we want to be everywhere. I want to try to confuse them. I don't know if that's possible, like rule-wise, but that is what he would do.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
And the insane amount of opportunity attacks on me would have disadvantage because of my totem path of the eagle.
Good point. I think every one of them is probably going to make an opportunity attack, and they have advantage, but they'll get disadvantage. So that it's just a straight roll. So that's 4 on you.
So it was very, very stupid.
Yeah.
2 of them hits, 2 misses.
Very good.
Let's see here. The first one is 12 points of piercing, halved to 6. And the other one is, that's low, 5 total. So 11 points total. It was 11 after 5.
Where the fuck is... No, yeah, she wasn't with us, Mira.
But presumably you took their focus, at least.
Hopefully I get something from this. I don't know.
And... Tempi. No, sorry. It's one of the mage hunters now that is standing towards you. He's going to go ahead and go for another attack against you. And with advantage... Wow, that's a nat 20.
Did you say not 20?
Yep.
Bye bye, guys.
You're still raging, though. But that's.
I told you guys.
So that's 21 half to 10.
Yeah, 7 left.
That's his turn. And with that, Tempi, it's you.
So, I mean, is it doing anything that I'm holding the door?
You feel it's starting to push. And you can actually, before you're around, we can say you make a athletic check to see if you can.
Yeah, because you prepared an action with our last round,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is very low. So 11.
Well, they rolled very low as well. That's a 4.
Oh,
yes.
That's good.
So 6 total. No, you're still holding, but you're feeling them trying to push, and you don't hear anything, but they're trying to push.
So I'll keep holding the door, I assume, because if I stop now, they will just go through it. Is that how it works?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Top of the round. It's a guy up with you guys. No, it's actually... Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
One of the guys was top of the round and shirt, right?
Yeah. He's gonna go ahead and go... Yeah, he hasn't really... Actually... No, he hasn't noticed that Shirk is starting to gain conscious. So he's gonna go towards you. And that's a natural 3. So
yay!
No.
When you said the word natural, please don't say the word 3 afterwards. Just tell me, like, he misses.
He misses.
Thank you.
And, yeah. And that is his turn. Shirk, what do you want to do? Feeling the life come back to you.
Yeah, like, I'm a decent climber, I think. With second story work, can I use that to climb down as well as climbing up?
Or you can start getting there. You would probably... You're a rogue, so you can use the disengage as a bonus action. You would probably want to do that because there are currently two people facing you.
Yeah.
So disengage as a bonus and you start heading down.
Yes.
Is that my understanding? Do you want to go towards the courtyard or towards
courtyard.
The outside?
We're heading to the sewers, I guess, in the few rounds, hopefully.
All right. So go ahead and roll me a acrobatics.
13.
Sure. You starting to climb. It's taking you some time and you feel hurt as hell. But you're basically the entirety of your movement is getting you almost all the way down. You're still just a couple of feet above the ground, clasping the wall.
But I'm not in line of sight of
You're
the
not in line of sight, no.
Sorry, Kree. Hopefully you can join me soon.
Yeah, I'm thinking about ways to get out of this shit now, because this won't...
With that, there's two of the people that you threw down. They're going to go and go for an attack against you.
Yeah.
So the first one is a 20 to hit.
Hits.
That is 8 half to 4.
Mm.
The other one
left.
Is natural 1.
Yay!
Again, the word natural, if you would try to refrain from using it.
He just swings out towards you and you duck out of the way. You're feeling the sweat is pouring down from you and you feel it's an intense moment. And with that, you're seeing the squad as well getting the second round, and they have gotten a total of 15 people down by this point in the sewers, and starting to head up again. Toby, what do you want to do?
I keep standing by the door just in case my dear friend here can't keep them out. I would like to just be there to melee. Stab people.
So you wouldn't hold an action?
No, but I just want to stand there.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna move anywhere, but I'm gonna
shoot at the hunter's marked guy.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
Go for it.
That guy needs to die. Post haste. I'm gonna bow him. And that's a 19 to hit.
That hits?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll damage. 1d6 and 2d6s.
Yep.
Plus your dex.
Oh. 4, 1.
So 5 plus 3, that's 7.
So you're...
That's 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hashtag Toby Smart. So as you load the arrow and you shoot it, it hits and the impact is forcing the body of this mage hunter to just fall off the roof. And Kree, you just glance over as the blood just splatters on the ground. You have your bonus action still?
Yeah, fuck that guy. I'm using my bonus action to move my hunter's mark to another guy. Another one. Whom I will fuck at a later stage.
All right. Okay.
One who's already damaged?
Oh, yeah. The one who looks the worst.
Or where?
Sure. Kree, there is now 4 characters still standing here.
Yeah, and Shirk, he has bolted off.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I do.
So what I was thinking is, is there somewhere on the roof where there's... Well, like, what kind of a roof is it?
It's a brick roof.
Tiled?
Yeah, brick? It's tiled.
Tiled?
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, what I was thinking of doing, me not being that into the rule system, I'm asking you as a DM.
All like,
right. What I was thinking of was running away, firebolting the roof, making a hole, and then jump down into one of the homes.
Sure. You can try that.
Would it be like with the door when we saved Kirali that, yeah, it's possible, but you can't roll like a one or two or three or something with a fireball?
You can definitely try, and it depends, because every surface and every material in D&D has an HP range. So like stone and they have armor class as well.
Okay.
So you can certainly try. But I just want to know for reference, are you running away because you're currently engaged with three and another fourth one is just coming at you as well? Yeah. So are you? Do you want to take the opportunity attacks or just go towards...
Yeah, they have disadvantage on them. So I think I'm going to...
Right.
I mean, the other option is staying here.
Yeah, but I just want to know for reference
what's
going on.
Like,
okay, so you take a run for it. They're going to go ahead with advantage, with disadvantage, so straight rolls.
Yeah.
For three of them. The first one is a natural two. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can't stress this enough.
The other one is a 19.
Okay, so I'm down. Three left, I mean. I'm down.
Yeah, you're down. You're down.
Yeah.
So as you starting to bolt for it, and the movement is grabbing you, and you just feel the pain in the back where the rapiers penetrate your skin and you fall flat on the surface. With that, it's one of the the last one is now seeing that you are falling down, and he's going to go ahead and shift his focus towards the courtyard, and he's going to use his action to trying to see what's going on there. Yeah, you can actually feel the one that you hunters marked, Toby. He's gazing upon you, and he's gonna make a move and jump for the ground. And he actually hits the ground. He's on the courtyard now. With that, it is Tempe.
Oh.
I need you to roll another athletics.
That's a 14 and well less. So 14.
14? This time, you can feel the force and you can't really hold it. As Toby, you seeing this as well, you just try to step in and barricade the door and block the entrance. But it's getting really hard to do this. You feel it start opening. But what do you want to do? It's your turn.
I want to close it.
Okay. So use an athletics to try to shove it back in.
Yeah.
And brute forcing it.
Can I throw... Now that it's actually open, can I throw in a smoke bomb and then try to close it? Or is that two actions?
That would be two actions.
Okay. Then I try to close it.
Yeah.
That's a natural
20. Yeah! Fuck it out!
Super close.
I want to cut someone's arm off with the door.
Just look at this.
Nope.
That's a natural 20.
Fuck.
What happens then?
Yeah. We roll again.
Oh.
Well, that's better than your minus two against their.
Yeah, so it's a four. That's
I'm so sorry to rob you from the natural 20, but I can't help.
That's 14.
All right. That's a six from them, so you actually shove it back in.
Yeah.
And brute forcing it. Holy shit, Dice. What are you doing? And you're shoving it back in as your action, and it's getting hard to hold this, and you feel it's more and more piling up inside to try to brute force this, and it's getting harder and harder. So the DC or the checks that they get, the add-ons or the modifiers, is getting more and more.
Can I? No, I can't really hold an action while I'm holding the door, sort of, because what
you,
I want to do...
You used your action to shove it.
Yeah.
So...
But what I plan to do when it happens, when I fail to hold the door open, I want to put a grease spell on the floor.
That would require you to hold your action.
Yeah, okay.
But you can, when it happens, you can use your action then.
Mm.
All right. Top of the round. It is one of the mage hunters upstairs. He's going to go ahead and make a perception check. And he is actually bolting off the other way. Because you don't know. But he's bolting off towards the south and trying to see what's going on right there. And Shark, what do you want to do?
I want to finish climbing.
Yep, so it's a couple of feet and you're down on the ground.
Yeah, but
you actually see now this mage hunter that jumped down. He's standing like 15 foot in front of you.
Did he do a cool superhero landing?
Yeah, of course. 3-point landing.
Knee down. Yeah.
Like, does he see me? Is he facing me?
He doesn't seem to be aware of you right now.
Can I run up and stab him in the back with two daggers?
Sure. Go for it.
Kill him dead.
And this is a sneak attack again, yeah? Since he's unaware of my...
Also silence.
It is... Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would be.
Okay, so I run up to him. Here goes dagger one. It's a 19.
That hits.
And damage is...
You get sneak attack as well?
Yeah. Alright, so 4 from the dagger, plus 5 for my dex, and then we got 5 here, so that's 14, and another 1. So 15 with the first dagger.
15, nice. Holy shit.
I love rogues.
And dagger number 2 is a 21.
Yeah. 21 hits, so that's just the d4 then?
Yeah. And that's a 4.
Yeah.
4 points. Wow, that's exactly what you needed. So,
whoa.
In the silence, you just sneak up on him and you just take your knife and shove it into his side in the rib cage. And with your other knife, you just drags it across his neck and slit his throat open. And he just falls down on the ground. And yeah, you have a little bit of movement left.
I'll move towards our group, our 10...
Are you leaving Kree up on the roof?
I'm not going back up there. I right. can't, so yeah.
All right, and let's see here. You can see the squad now. You can see the squad now finishing up round 3 of carrying down people. And basically, a little bit over 50% of everyone has been saved thus far. And with that, there's 2 mage hunters that's going to jump down from the roof.
There's no one except the guy who ran south up on the roof, except for Kree.
Right, at this point, yeah. No, sorry, it's one left.
Yeah, the guy who ran south to check
exactly,
it out.
Exactly. So, one of them is start bolting towards the door. He doesn't come very far, but it's on the ground now. And the other one actually sees you, Shark, and he's... running towards you, but he's going to use his full movement to barely get to you. So he's just out of range of a melee attack. And that's their round. Toby, you're up.
I see that Shirk is kind of fucked up, right?
Yeah, you see him just limping towards the sewers.
Am I within... The one who ran for Shirk, is that the guy with the hunter's mark?
You killed one. So it would be. Yeah.
Yep. Right. So seeing as he has hunter marked on him, and am I within like 30 feet of him? Can I run up and stab a guy?
Yeah, you can.
I run up and stab a guy.
Go for it.
I use booming blade as well.
All right. Alright.
Because I think I can do both Hunter's Mark and Booming Blade, right?
Yeah, Booming Blade is not concentration.
Cool. So I Booming Blade the guy?
Yeah, go for it. Go for an attack.
God damn it. I'm rolling like ups and downs today. That's a 9 to hit.
No,
I assume that
I'm
doesn't.
Sorry, doesn't. You want to do something else with your bonus action? No, that was Booming Blade.
Yeah.
No.
That was... Yeah, no. I don't have anything to do with my bonus section, so I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
Well, I'm not, but...
Death save.
Death
save. Number 1. 12.
So you're...
Yay.
One success. And with that, It's the mage hunter. No, he's dead. Oh, never mind.
Yay!
Tempi.
So there's a mage hunter coming for me, right? But he's not...
There's currently one going for you.
Did they all, jump down from the roof when I went down?
Yeah. Okay. There's one still up there, but he's running towards the south. Mm.
Okay. But he's not here yet, right?
No, he's about 60 feet away.
And to keep the others outside, I still need to hold the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just hold the door.
All right, hold door.
Yeah.
All right.
I am large.
All right, top of the round. So this mage hunter that is going towards the south, for the sake of it, Kree, you feel something just shaking as you lay there. You don't know what it is, but it's shaking the entirety of the roof. And...
Okay.
Shirk.
Do not know if that is good or bad.
I think being wounded, I move to our group, towards our group. I don't engage in battle.
Okay.
You need to get out, man.
Yeah.
One hit and you're down.
Yeah. I'm heading towards the sewers.
All right, you're going for the sewers. You get there.
Yeah.
And you start climbing down.
Yeah.
But that's your entire movement.
Yeah.
All right. With that, you can see how countless of bodies, around 20, 30 people downstairs, are just laying unconscious. And
can I do anything to try and wake him up? Like, you know.
No, because you would have used your entire movement plus dash to get there. And with that, there's two mage hunters. One is bolting towards you, Tempi, and the other one is actually gonna go for the sewers, but he's just getting there as well.
Don't I get an attack of opportunity?
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
On, yeah.
Step.
Is he wounded, this one?
Yeah, he is.
I'm so bad at this game, guys. That's a 9. I assume that misses.
No, you're very good, Frederick.
All right, Toby, you're up.
I run after the guy that's running after Shirk.
Yep, go for it.
Trying to stab him again.
Go for it. So you swing out your blade.
Booming blade, once again.
Once again.
He has Hunter's Mark on it. No, I'm not going to change die.
It's time for a hit now.
I'm sticking by my. This is the one that created with
Stand
the.
By your die.
I am.
Statistically. Should we hit?
Yeet!
Oh, maybe.
That's a 15?
Misses.
Ah, fuck off.
And.
Oh, yeah.
And you.
Don't second guess my role. Who do you think you are?
With that, you're running up, and the anticipation is actually you're misjudging the range as you swing out with your blade, and he dodges out of the way, still heading for the sewers to see what's going on down there. And, Kree.
Death save, number 2. Let's see now. That's a fail.
All right. With that, all of you can see how bright light emits up on the rooftops at the southern part.
It's Gandalf with the Riders of Rohan.
As another explosion hits and fire bursting out of the sides. And you can actually see now people around maybe 10 people start getting up over the edge, and you recognize them as resistance people. And with that, it's going to be the one that is running towards you, Tempi.
Do I roll like concentration or something to keep holding the door, or is it just I ignore him?
They have a initiative count for it, where they're trying to hit, and it's going to be once every 2 round.
Okay.
They're trying to go for it. Anyway, he's closing the gap, but he's just getting right in your face by this point.
I spit on him.
So you not your turn.
That's a free action.
Shark, you're up.
I think I didn't notice the guy following me, so at the moment I'm taking a deep breath and try to figure out, can I do something to help get these guys woken up?
You can certainly try.
Yeah, I'll try, because yeah. I'm not running as I'm in the sewer.
How
so.
Do you want to do that?
Like slap their face gently?
Yeah, go for it.
Makes sense. Well, do I roll or anything? Or
roll a d20.
5.
You slap one face and no, there seems to be laying there.
Can I slap another?
That would have been a different action.
Slapping unconscious people.
He just runs along the line of unconscious people. Tick, 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 tick.
All in a day's work.
And with that, the guy that has been following you is being jumped on by the resistance people that are trying to carry out the corpses. Or bodies, whatever that they might be, and he is getting really worn down by several people just jumping on him, and we're gonna see if they do some damage to him. All right, so that will be all right. Good to know. He is looking. He's starting to look really, really bad. As they just go out with shivs and trying to shank him. And that leads us to Toby.
I see he's being dealt with. Mm-hmm. So am I within range to reach the guy who's in Tempe's face?
Yeah, you would probably just enough.
Yeah, so I run and stab him in the back.
Go for it. You know, run up to him and
an honorable move.
And go for it with a swing.
Yeah. God damn, die. Don't forsake me now. Yeah. So that's 23.
Yeah. So roll damage.
And he has Hunter's Mark, so it's 2d6 plus 4, right?
No, this guy doesn't have Hunter's Mark. The guy that was shanked Hunter's Mark.
More.
Yep.
Boop. So that's a 9.
9 points of damage. As you run up to him and you put your sword, your short sword, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And just slash him in the back, and you just see him running towards you, and in the movement, he just slings off the ground. And you can see guts from behind just splashing in an arc.
Get you.
I love the sound of murder.
All right, that brings us to Kree.
Essay number 3. I once succeeded and one fail. And this one, nat 20. That
brings you to one hit point, and you actually gain conscious. Ooh. Holy
that
shit.
Is that is not too shabby. I approve.
Good. Wow, well done, well done.
It's alive.
And this actually happens at the start of your round. So you have your entire turn.
Yeah, I'm going to start stabbing him. No, I'm trying to see what is the...
The first thing you see when you actually regain this consciousness is people climbing up. And you see the fellow resistance member is climbing up on the roof. You can see Jessica Vici is leading the forces. And you just see the smoke of fire and burning on the south side as you see a disintegrated corpse of one of the mage hunters at the top as well. And you're going to hear, help him up! And what do you want to do?
Kree wakes up from unconsciousness and shakes his head, looks about him, sees smoke, sees fire, sees fellow resistance people joining the fray. How many unpetrified people are still in the courtyard?
They're unpetrified? There's currently around 15 left.
Yeah.
Still in the courtyard, waited to be carried down.
Yeah. I'm going to try, and I think I'm going to try and get to the door and help Tempe as soon as possible.
All right.
Is the silence effect gone?
No.
So he's outside of it.
I'm keeping track of it.
So is he outside of it? Because he heard her?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and find the absolute safest way to get down, but also fastest to get down to Tempe.
All right. So you're trying... do you want to climb down with athletics or do you want to climb down with acrobatics?
Acrobatics for okay, sure.
Go for it.
No, not very well. athletics, acrobatics, 7.
All right. So you're starting to climb down. It's taking you a really long time, though, because you're feeling wounded and it's really hard to pull through the pain. But you're starting to climb down. You don't get to the ground. We get about halfway there. And that's
with
your
a
turn.
7, I'm very happy just not falling. That's fine by me.
Yeah. All right. So that brings us to Tempe. I would now like you to have an athletics check.
On Tempe! Yeah.
It's a 13 and the other one is a 13. So 26 added up. Or is that not how it works?
All right. You can hear the sound now as the silent spell is starting to fade. And you hear the chaos inside. And you hear them say, "Push! Push!" And the door just slams open.
Oh no.
Can I now cast grease on the floor?
You can use your action to cast grease.
Yes!
Go for it.
On the ground. So I just take a 5-foot step and I put cast grease on the floor.
Go for it. Go for it.
That's, I don't have to roll anything. It's
no.
Yeah, so I do
so
it.
So I will roll. And you see as mage hunter after mage hunter just starts falling flat on the ground as this greasy... And with that, you actually take a step back and you see them just piling up, trying to get out. And none of them seem to be very agile at the moment when they're just piling up on the floor.
So the grease is flammable, right?
Well, it's grease, but it's a spell, so I think it's a DM call.
We'll see. And do you want to do anything else with your movement?
I want to back off from the very lots of them.
So you're getting towards the sewers?
Yeah. Do you have anything to actually use to put them on fire? I don't think so. No fire spells for me. So
not as a bonus action, I think.
No, I don't have any fire spells either. No. So.
All right. So top of the round. You actually see every one of you starts hearing now that the silence spell just start slowly dissipate and everyone regain consciousness and the chaos that emerged with it. And you hear from the south where Jessica and the rest of the resistance is yelling and in an archway, they're just leaping down towards the courtyard and trying to start helping with the rest of the people that have been petrified. And Jessica is actually going to say, "Move out of the way!" as she's going to cast Fireball on the fucking pile of people.
Fireball?
Fireball.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And they will have disadvantage on their saves because they're prone. In fact, Toby, you should probably have to roll a dex save as well. All right, so dex saves for everyone. I'm going to roll collectively for the mage hunters. I'm sorry, but that's a natural too.
When you say everyone, you mean Toby of us.
I should
or
have
I'm
to
in the sewer,
well.
So...
Yeah.
No, you backed off.
You backed off.
Yeah, but yeah. Did I get far away?
Yeah, you backed off far away. Hmm. So it's just Toby.
Aw. Ooh.
So 21.
Yeah.
You're like cartwheel out of the way.
But I'll probably still get half damage, I think, if I know the spell correctly.
Oh, yeah.
So you succeed, so that's half damage.
Yep.
And they failed, so they're going to take the full 37 damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. And you will get 18. So 18 points of damage to Toby and 37 to all of the mage under. As you see this big impact just exploding the doorway to the back door of the Twin Butchers. And you can actually feel the warmth. Just, it takes you almost by surprise as it starts to like totally burn down the building. And yeah.
And me.
That brings us to Shirk.
I think I'll just call up, like, guys, what's going on? I can see the flames. Guys, I think I'm too curious. I need to climb up and see what's going on.
Yeah, you see the flames.
Yeah, I need to climb up and just look around.
Yeah.
Pick up, yeah.
Roll a perception.
5.
Flames.
Yeah, there's fire up there.
There's fire up there. And you see... it's hard to see anything, really, because you just see a pile of the resistance people shanking a mage hunter right in front of you. So
it's, yes!
So it's hard to see anything, really, but that's what you see.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to see how the shanking is going.
The good old-fashioned pylon stab.
And yeah, there is no point rolling that. They shank him down, basically.
Well shanked.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Sean Connery shanking.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is that happening. Toby, what do you want to do?
First of all, I scream out in pain since I lost more than half my hit points in some sort of fiery inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Do you cry?
You are so mean. You're so mean.
So I also want to announce.
It's so fun.
I also want to announce to everyone that this is the last episode of Dungeons and Dice Appointments that I will be on. Some creative differences between me and another party that I can't really. Yeah, I can't stand anymore. So.
So you'll join a third party source.
He'll cry.
Yeah. And I'll cry about it. I cry out in pain. And then I just, seeing that a lot of helpful people are coming and that there's a big fire behind me, mm-hmm. I run for the sewer hole.
You run for the sewage. Yeah. All right. Cree.
Continue climbing down, I guess.
Right. And we'll say for the brevity of it, I'm gonna have everyone roll an athletics.
Athletics.
Another natural 20.
Another
same
natural
here.
20.
Ooh.
Natural 20.
Oh no!
No, that's, fuck no!
We got we got three nat 20s.
What, yes. Have you rolled?
No. I'm
okay.
Just,
if
I was
this
gonna...
happens, we're saying you winning D&D.
I was gonna ask, did I lose my rage when I went unconscious? Yeah. Can I rage again?
Yeah, sure.
To get advantage on this roll?
Yeah.
17.
Aww.
17.
So three net.
So you didn't win D&D.
No, we didn't. Sorry.
But holy shit! Three natural 20s out of four?
What's that about?
Yeah, that's quite insane, actually.
So we took a break earlier when we swapped to load the dice.
Yep.
But
this is what's going to happen. The chaos that emerged with Jessica just lunching fireballs, and you can see this and you hear the screams of the mage hunters burning. And you feel the sensation tingling your senses, Toby. No, I'm just kidding. And everyone is, the chaos is very, very disruptive, and you think for a second, what can I do? So you grab, and with the strength of a mother, you just pull two people each and just get them to the sewers.
I should be able to take four since I'm large.
Probably. Toby took one.
No, I took one. Kree took one.
Yeah, everyone else took two.
And with that, you're taking a run for it. And you get everyone down. You can see the shanked body of the mage hunter is also dragged down by... the common folks and the resistance people. and you all find yourself and you close the lid. And Jessica is doing some sort of arcane threads and sealing this lid with heat. And you're safe for now.